Great song selection. Difficult for a very sentimental person like me. Good morning, and it is. I want to welcome to all. I'm Albert, and on behalf of my wife Patty and my mother-in-law Lucille Hart, and as well as all of our family here, we want to extend a welcome to you, our visitors. We're grateful that you've taken the time to be with us, and at this time our elders have designated that we are to fulfill our commandment to observe and remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and what purpose it is that we will be gathered together here. You encourage us by you being here, and we hope that you will see humble servants who throughout their lives we have recognized our need for God and need God for God's word because we were lost. So we hope that you will find it is what you're looking for, to be strengthened, encouraged, and to be uplifted, to find sound doctrine being followed. And we hope that you'll be able to partake with us as we remember the death of our Savior. To my brothers and sisters, this is a return for the first time in a long time. To a practice, a tradition of observing, as we like in many brethren throughout the world, with men assisting, ready to prepare to serve, dispensers of uniform look and feel. And it's a great reminder that God provided to us during these challenging times, as well as is providing as we are in these challenging times. Candidly, it's been a hard from time to time to focus, and especially with the change and transition to still abiding by God's law, but still looking out for the health and the safety of our brothers and sisters here, to keep focus on what our purpose is and when we've gathered here. We had men in fewer number. We had masks. We had gloves. We had dispensers. Challenging to remember and focus. Grateful, believe it or not, for the dispensers that we had that had the communion there, but candidly and fumbling, trying to get that figured out and still remember, focus on who it is that sacrificed for us. Focus on the reason why we're here. If you didn't quite disturb the fruit of the vine in there and you had that residue on the bottom and you got a hit of that and tried to remain focused as you partook, to remain focused on what it is that our purpose was in being here. So I hope that as we get back to a time that our elders have designated and in a way that our elders have designated here locally, that again is shared by many congregations throughout, that we give thanks and be mindful of what we have, and be mindful that things can change, things will change, but nothing changes in regards to our service and dedication to our God, and more importantly, his dedication and his service and his love and his sacrifice to us. We've been cared for. We've been cared for greatly. And I'm thankful for that. Supposed to be smiling a lot during this, but man, that song just got me. As well as the thoughts and topics we have here. So, I'm reminded briefly, and then this is one of the small points, of Ezra chapter 3, when the temple was being rebuilt for a second time. In regards to my emotions and thoughts as we reflect upon the Lord's Supper. In Ezra chapter 3, starting in verse 10, when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord according to the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever towards Israel, Then all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord because the foundations of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of the fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundations of his temple was laid before their eyes. Yet many shouted for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the second was heard afar off. Now, I want to say up front, I've snapshotted scriptures to dig deeper, and if you'll bear with me as I tie this in, it's that remembrance aspect. Those who had seen it as it once was, seeing the temple built again, and having that reflection and that memory. Some were reflecting because it's not like it used to be. Some were reflecting because how great our God is that has kept us through this and we're able to do this again. So it's that emotion that I'm wanting to pull out of that brief reading of Scripture, as well as the new and the young. We have many new and young, and looking forward and going, I'm here to celebrate the death of our Savior. So we come in here to observe the Lord's Supper, and as we partake, I ask that we reflect and we remember. We also be reminded of how we are cared for, were cared for, and that we also look forward to the days again and what it is in our purpose here. It gets me to, which you're grateful, to my point of give thanks. If you turn to Matthew, one of the accounts when Jesus is implementing the Lord's Supper, starting in chapter 26, verse 26, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many, for the remissions of sins. For I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The phrase I want to focus on is give thanks. Here we have Jesus giving thanks over the bread and giving thanks. And that word just has stuck out with me as I was preparing my thoughts. The origin is eucharisteo, a verb. Give thanks is origin is eucharisteo. To be grateful, feel thankful, give thanks. When Jesus was instituting the Lord's Supper, he gave thanks for the bread and the fruit of the vine. We still today, but I ask you to dig deeper when we are giving thanks, when we are prepared to take these emblems. Are these emblems simply physical matters, nourishment of the tiniest mount, or do we look upon them and give thanks for who they represent and what it is that they represent? Do we give thanks to the point that when you partake, you show and tell that you are proclaiming that you believe Jesus was the Son of God, is the Son of God, came to this earth, lived a life of no sin, allowed himself to be overtaken, put to death for our sins, that a pathway to heaven could be opened up for us. So I asked, my goal was to get us to reflect and to think about these emblems, for all of us to reflect who are in service, to reflect upon your role, for you who are partaking, to reflect upon your purpose in doing those. My words are of man, hit or miss, but I found Psalm 111 that I'd like to close with, and then I asked the men to take charge of the table. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic in his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever. He has made known to his people the power of his works and giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and those who follow his commandments have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.